thank you, your friends. Welcome to my podcast. So for the last two podcasts, I've been talking about Hirigashi, why I like the show, and I even did an interview about it. Now I'll be talking about like the two main important arcs in the story, in my opinion. The other arcs are just as important, but these last two arcs are what really kicks off the series. Now I'm going to be explaining these two little deities that are in the show. Yuo, who people think are Feathering from Umineko. And it's a horn lady who basically watches all the timelines unfold and stuff, and she helps Satoko and all this stuff. And Hanyu is a goddess who is the reason why Rika is looping, but she does feel bad for it. She's also like Rika's guardian angel, and she can only show herself to Rika because Rika is like a reincarnation of her. So yeah, I'm gonna start the podcast. So this arc is one of my favorite and least favorite arcs in the series. Nekodamashian. I like this arc because it shows Rika's loops and all that stuff, but this arc is kind of sad and gory, so yeah. This arc starts at the last episode where Oishi goes crazy and shoots up the whole function, and he ends up killing Miyanashian and Rika. But he beat Rika with the bat, and then he shot the two twins. Rika ends up waking in the Sea of Fragments, which is a place where all her timelines go, and she was just screaming and panicking, and a piece of Hanyu, I think she ended up disappearing in the original series, but a little piece of her still stuck with Rika. She basically tells Rika that she used some of her remaining power to help Rika have the ability to remember who killed her, and Rika's worried about the possibility of leaving the loop and living in her desire world just to get pulled back into the loop of 1983 again. Hanyu tells Rika about the existence of a sword that can kill people who live in loops, you know, just in case Rika gets sick of looping. After that, the final piece of Hanyu vanishes away in the Sea of Fragments and leaves Rika all alone. This scene was pretty sad because Hanyu was the only person Rika had, and now she's gone forever. So after that, Rika wakes in her bedroom again in Hirozama. She goes to school and is greeted by her friends, and they notice that Rika has been acting pretty weird all day, so they decide to let Rika play a game of first choice. Rika decided to play a village-wide hide-and-go-seek game. She hides everyone that goes look for her. She just uses as a chance to go to the little shrine place to get the sword that Hanyu was talking about, but the sword was missing. But a fragment of it was still there, and she attempted to kill herself with that. But she decides not to, as she heard the voice of her friends outside who were still looking for her. So Rika gave herself 5 more loops to escape June of 1983 before she just gives up for good. Now, this part of the arc is where you really get to see Rika suffering as you go with her through her various loops. Rika and her friends need to go to the Da Vinci shop to convince the owner to donate some stuff for their auction. While there, they run to Oishi, and he shows the group how to perform a mahjong trick. Then Akasaka, who's a friend of Rika's, arrives at the store, and the scene turns into a very wholesome one, with him thanking Rika for saving his wife's life. The whole thing about Rika saving his wife and all that stuff is in a different arc from the manga and the original. Rika then asks him to stay for the festival, and then he agrees, and then abruptly the episode cuts to Rika laying on the floor half dead, and Akasaka was plagued with level 5 of the syndrome, and he ends up stabbing Rika in the neck and burning down the house. So yeah, then it cuts to Shion and Mion's mother, who killed her whole family, and then Rika. And then Rika gets drowned in the swamp by the mayor Kimiyoshi. Then the final murder or whatever of this episode is with, oh my god, ends with Kenshi going on rampage at Angel Mart and killing Rika. So before the episode ends, Rika had a little monologue and was just saying why did she of all people had to go through a tourney of this. Now this next loop is pretty gruesome and gross. So it starts off with Satoko being like all spiritual and stuff and telling Rika that her dreams have meanings. Rika's basically covered in this blanket and she can't move, and Satoko pulls the blanket back and reveals that she has cut Rika open and her guts are just hanging out. Before killing Riga, Sadako go on this little rant about how she's the new priestess and her past killing in arcs, and she ends up stabbing Riga with one of the garden hoses that Riga uses for her dance, and then rips out her guts. And she was crying while doing it, like, you're not the one whose guts are getting ripped out, but okay. Anyway, the episode ends with Riga waking up by the river with Sadako by her side. Everyone just having a great time, just splashing and playing in the water, I guess. Riga gives up trying to figure out loops for a bit, and she joins her friends. Riga ends up telling Sadako that she loves Hirazawa, and it just made Sadako's day. That put a smile on her face after she completely forgot about ripping her friend's guts out. Anyways, Riga realizes that this loop is peaceful and nobody's trying to kill her for once, which gives Riga a little sliver of hope. After the festival, Tamedake and Takano wishes to talk to Riga, and Takano tells Riga basically, hey, I was gonna kill you and your friends, but now I have a change of heart. Riga is confused by this, naturally, and some do end up getting arrested, and he has something to do with the syndrome or whatever, and they found Satoko's older brother, which was in this, like, weird clinic because he had high levels of the syndrome. And from that day on, everything was pretty much fine. Riku couldn't understand why everything was going so well, and she was actually pretty unsettled by this, and she had a feeling that someone else was controlling her fate, and ding ding ding, she was correct. So later on, Sadako lectures Riku about how she should be grateful about her new happiness. And back at school, everything was just normal, and they secretly planned Sadako's birthday. And then the day or whatever after that, it was Sadako's birthday, and the group surprised her, and everyone gave her a gift. But the gift by Riga really surprised Sadako. In fact, she remembered that same yellow box from the earlier arc that originally was a trap, which stamped KO on Sadako's face the last time. So with that info in mind, Sadako literally like ducks. And Riga questions Sadako about how she knew it was trapped after giving a bunch of poor excuses. Sadako's eyes turn red, and then she pulls a pistol on Riga, ending that arc. Now to the last and final arc, Sadako Washihan, because it's Sadako's arc. This begins at the end of Madarasure Bashihan, which is the 8th arc of the original series. Takano's plans were foiled, and Riga ends up leaving the loop. And then the story skips ahead a year later. In 1984, Mion has graduated from high school and is in college now, and Kinchi took her place as a club leader. Riga ends up leaving the club early, and then Sadako ends up following her, and they basically have a little chat about how Hirazawa has changed in the past year. Later on, Sadako had a checkup, and they basically learned that her Hirazawa syndrome has been cured. And they learn from Irie that the cases of the syndrome has been going down over the past year. And then Riga and the mayor, because they're the part of the three great families, they denounced the dam war, which is like this war over a dam that happened a while ago. And they, in the existence of Orochimaru, they all denounced all that. And sometime later, Riga goes to a bookstore with Sadako and basically tells her about how she wants to go to this academy. And her Sadako started studying with the help of Rina and Kenji. And Sadako believes that Riga will eventually give up studying, but that's not the case as Riga gets into the school in 1987. So they both learn that they've been accepted into the school, and they move into one of the many dorms within the school. And Riga fit right in, but Sadako had a really hard time trying to, you know, fit in and adjusting to the school. So Sadako's grades start to plummet, and she had to go to like the study hall class, and where she learns about the school's hard standard. Then she gets jealous of Riga because of her new lifestyle, and then she ends up confronting Riga about how distant she has been, and Riga basically shuts her down. So Sadako thought of a plan that would make Riga go back to her old self, and she staged one of her traps, but she ended up injuring another student and getting put in jail. Yes, there's like one of these little prison cells in the school. And then Sadako feel like Riga betrayed her, but it wasn't Riga who told on her, it was another girl who told on Sadako. It's their second year of school, and Satoko's in a lower class, the same study hall class she was in before, and she's given a note from Mion, who invited her and Rika to reunite in Hirozama with their other friends. So they go to Hirozama, they played games, and they did what they used to do, and then they had dinner at Angel Mart. But before dinner, Sadako walks around Hirozama, and then she finds out that half of Hirozama is going to be demolished, and that the home that her and Rika used to live in was destroyed by a snowstorm. Her walk ends at the shrine that Rika went to find the sword piece in the earlier arc, and she goes in it, touches the statue, and is teleported into a sea of fragments. And then she meets a mysterious being, aka Featherin, aka Iwa, and Iwa basically gives her the gift of looping with a perk. Unlike Rika, who can't remember her loops, Sadako can. And now, well, Featherine did this so she could just be entertained. That's the only reason why she gave Sadako the power loop. And Sadako loops back in June 10th of 1983. Time passes again. Rika still wants to go to the academy. Sadako refuses and tries to intervene because the last time they did it, everything went bad. And so one night when Rika was studying, her and Sadako basically had a conversation about their friendship and how Sadako fears that her and Rika's relationship would be strained if Rika was the only one who would go to the academy. So Sadako took up studying again. They both get in the academy and it's the same as before. Sadako ends up confronting Rika again, and then Rika defends herself by saying she offered Sadako's help and Sadako didn't take it, so it was her fault. And Sadako saw that as pity, so Sadako did the only rational thing to do. Kill herself and Rika by a chandelier falling on them and crushing them both. After that, Sadako ends up trying to stop Rika from going to the academy, and every time she fails, she kills herself. After a while, Iwa explains to Rika, not Rika, explains to Sadako about Rika's loops and how it would be extremely hard for her to change Rika's mind. And then Rika gave Sadako the power of linking her and Rika's soul together. So if they both died, they'd be in the same time fragment. So I'm gonna skip to the end of the last episode. So Takano, Miel Takano, the blonde-haired woman, she has a nightmare where she fails her operation, aka Operation like 34. And she wakes up and she gets a call from Nomura, and who instructs her to basically finish her plan or begin the final phase of her plan. During the crime festival, Sadako sneaks away from her friends and then spies on Takano and Tometake, breaking into the shrine thing. And in the Sea of Fragments, Sadako reveals that she tells Iwa that she plans on assuming the role of Osharu to like prevent Rika from leaving Hirozama. And she plans on doing this from preventing the tragedy of Hirozama taking place. And then she ends up stunning Takano, the other Takano, the actual doctor, taking his H173, which is like this, is like an injectable version of the Hirozama syndrome. And that's how the last arc ends. And now I want to talk about some of the little theories that are in Higurashi-go about Sadako and how did she become a looper and all that stuff. So the first time, like, we saw like Sadako mention that she was a looper is in the other arc, Nekodomachihan, where she basically was killing Rika and basically told her about all the lives she had to kill and basically talking about her last loops. So that was a big sign. And also another sign could be that there is, I think it was in Nekodomachihan 2, or it was in the beginning of this arc, where Sadako was given a present by Rika because it was her birthday, and Rika threw her a surprise birthday party. And Rika gave her this yellow box, but in the first arc, the yellow box had a trap and it stamped a KO on Sadako's head. So when Sadako saw the box again, she ducked, and then Rika was like, "What the heck? How did you know it was a trap?" And Sadako gave a bunch of excuses and stuff, and Rika opened the box and it was a teddy bear. So Rika asked her again, "How do you know it's a trap?" And then Sadako's eyes turn red, and then she pulls a gun out on Rika. So those were some clues that kind of gave her away. And also, some people actually speculate that episodes 1 through 17 could be after 18, after episode 18 and 24, because there's like a lot of theories going around where in the arc where Mion went crazy and started killing people, It was speculated that either the weird construction people killed Rika that first time, or it was Satoko, because when Kenshi decided to open the door, it was locked. And it had no lock on it, but it was locked from like the inside. But when Mion in the next arc opened that same closet where Rika died in, it opened outward and there was a lock on it. So either someone was on the inside holding it shut, or someone had a trap, Sadako, because she's good at traps, holding the door shut. And it was also speculated that she injected Akasaka with the little 173 thing, because remember in the last episode, she had it in her hand. And the only way he couldn't get to level 5 of the Cinder Map fast is he was injected to it. So yeah, there's like a lot of theories about how Sadako has been like trying to do this the whole time with Rika, and it's just pretty interesting. So I have to wait until the next season to come out to understand what the heck is actually going on. But yeah, that's the end of this part.